in the kitchen afterwards and doing
okay, let's first talk about schadik. The first thing let's talk about is what kind of fuel. We discussed a little bit, we discussed some of this last week a little bit. What kind of fuel is the ideal fuel to use to light your Hanukkah candles? So we discussed the shita. What are the options? Let's discuss some of the options. What's available today on the market? Well, you can do like the old-fashioned way. You can go buy regular olive oil. Well, let us just throw out what are the things that are available in the street today? Olive oil, and you buy wicks, all different types of wicks. You can buy floating wicks. You have cotton wicks, and okay, like oil and cotton wicks. Then there is the option of having candles. Okay, the candles today are not wax. They're, what's it called, paraffin? Paraffin candles. Then there's liquid paraffin. Are you aware of that? Yeah, they use this in shuls. It's very, very good. This is really good stuff. They use it in Shabbos. That they have a special with special fiber wicks. They're very expensive wicks. Okay, they sell... What? They're special glass, and in the glass you have to use a special type of wick for the liquid paraffin. It's not cotton. It's a man-made material, some synthetic material which is very high tech. Someone showed me. It's very expensive. The Noshim, they're women who light the liquid paraffin. I don't know if it's really liquid paraffin. Okay, but it's not a real wick. It's not really a real wick. It's a different type of, whatever it is, it is. Okay, that's another option. The wicks last forever, and the liquid is drawn through those fibers very, very well. Okay. Then you can buy we mentioned this, the paraffin. If you want, you can get wax candles. You order them online, or they do sell the Judaica stores actual real wax candles. Those yellow candles, the yellow ones that are, they look a little bit
beeswax.
Okay, beeswax candle. Okay, then you can get an electric menorah. How about lighting an electric menorah? And electric, all different types. You can have the incandescent, if you can still find that. It's probably almost impossible to find, maybe in the 99-cent store. Okay, yeah, much better. Okay, the incandescent candle, electric. And then the LEDs. The LED, and then there are other types.
The incandescent is more like fire.
Right. Correct, okay. All different. Then my favorite, which is what I use, and I think many people here use it as well, is, I don't even know what it is. I never even investigated. This congealed Shemen Zeist gel. It's very, very popular. I don't know if it's popular, because you walk into the Judaica store, it's stacked all the way up to the sky, all the way up to the ceiling, so it must be that everyone is buying. Everyone buys the congealed Shemen Zeist. Now, maybe someone here can fill me in. How do they get it to congeal? My suggestions are, I'm thinking out loud, one of two ways. Either they add another ingredient, they add wax, they add something to it, or they dry it out. I don't know. Does anyone here know how they get it to congeal?
It's not like they put an ingredients list on the
box. How do they get it to congeal?
If you take your own olive oil and just put it into your refrigerator,
yeah,
over here,
it
will congeal.
Yeah, but
what?
How does it stay all year long?
That I don't know.
I don't know if I was good and I really prepared for this share, I would have made a thorough investigation. Okay, Rabbi said, I don't know how they get it to congeal. I really don't know how they get it to congeal. Either it's one of two ways. They're adding something to the oil, they're adding maybe wax, they're adding something, or they're not adding anything, they're just taking regular olive oil and they're removing through heat. What? What does it say?
Olive oil will begin to form a consistency that is similar to soft butter, since most fridges are kept around 37 degrees Fahrenheit for food.
And what happens when you take it out of the refrigerator?
It's kind of warm up.
If you take it when it's
light, it then it warms up.
I know when you light it. I'm talking about it with room temperature.
It will then stay congealed.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it stays that way in the store a whole year.
You put it in the microwave. You suck out some of the moisture, and it turns into a gel. And then when you light it up, then it will turn into a liquid, but as long as it's at room temperature, it remains as a gel, and you can do it upside down, right side up, you don't have to worry anything happening.
That's right.
Whoa, whoa, what'd you say? 10%? Ah, Mayor found it.
From Uncle Google.
Okay, so Rabbeinu Google has told us that 10% liquid paraffin. I don't know what paraffin is. It's some chemical, obviously. Whatever. Liquid paraffin is an additive. So when you, what I use this all the years. I have no problem with it. I'm not chas v'shalom over here coming to say anything bad. I use it. I have no problem. And everyone that I know use it. Liquid, the gel glass cups that are sold in all the Judaica stores. They have many brands, a lot of competition. It's a very big business. It's a gel, and it's 10% liquid paraffin. So it's not pure shemen zayis zoch. They don't say anything on the label. Okay, everyone sells it, so it is not pure shemen zayis. So obviously, I've always known this in the very beginning, not everyone is so excited about this, about the gel, because the competitors, if you've noticed, they sell glass cups, which are pure olive oil, they're messy, and they're sealed very tight, and they have the wick, v'chulu, and you have to make sure, you know, it's more expensive usually, and it's different, it's not gel. They do sell pre-made glass cups. We are filled with regular shemen zayis, regular olive oil that is not congealed. The ones that are congealed, Meir is telling us, is 10% paraffin. I wonder if there's not another company out there that is doing another technique to the oil. Maybe, you know, there are so many companies that are in the business that are competing with one another. Maybe there's another company that is taking regular shemen zayis and they're doing something like Dr. Dove is telling us. They're treating it. They're dehydrating it. They're taking out some of the moisture. They're putting it in a refrigerator. They're doing something to it in order to transform the shemen zayis into butter, into a gel. Okay. So we have different types. Question is, if a person wants to be mechader in lighting the best fuel, using the best fuel for the mitzvah, to be mekayim the mitzvah in the optimum way, is a person lacking anything in using the gel candles, which are extremely popular? Extremely popular.
The question goes into, does it have to be edible?
Oh, wait, not so posh at all. Not so posh at all. Okay, so we discussed part of this last week. Now, there are many, many issues. Okay, the first thing we have to appreciate is the ideal nair has three parts. Nair is the receptacle. Then there's something called a psila, a wick, and then there is the shemen. You need three things. You need three things in order to mekayim the mitzvah. The ner, the receptacle, the shemen, the fuel, the psila, the wick. Now, we learned last week, now let's have a candle. A candle, interestingly, does not have a ner. There is no ner. You can take a candle, you can glue it to the table. You can take the candle, a wax candle, a regular wax, or a solid paraffin candle, and take it, and they even sell now, you know, they have all the paraphernalia, they have special glue for candles. A new thing I saw this year. If you want to waste money, you can. I used to, you know, you take the candle, you light it on the bottom, you let it melt, and then you stick it. Not everyone wants to do that. So if you want to spend money, free of money to spend, money to waste, they have special glue. Glue for candles. Glue for candles, okay, whatever. Problem, it's interesting that if you take a candle, if you just take a regular candle and you glue it to the table, it's not a good idea because it's going to make a fire when it gets down to the bottom. It's a terrible idea. Okay, so you put aluminum foil and you glue it to the aluminum foil. Are you yoytze the mitzvah of halakas ner Chanukah? Not so posh it. Okay, Rabbi said, please. Not so posh it because you don't have a ner. The definition of neros, haneros, halolu, anachnu, madlikin, a ner by definition is not even the light, the fire. It's not even the fuel. It is the receptacle. there's a receptacle, which a kli which contains fuel and a psila. Taking a candle that is a solid candle and gluing it to the table and lighting it, it's a problem.
That's a difficult translation. Because now you're saying Haneros Palolu Kodesh. And you just made your glass receptacle the Haneros.
That's right.
And how am I treating it after I'm all done?
Garbage.
Haneros Palolu Kodesh.
Only while it's lit.
Okay.
No, you're saying something. You're saying something that is very good because you have to appreciate today, almost everyone in the world. Okay, please let me try to say my piece here. Everyone in the world today uses glass. Not everyone uses glass candles on top. Now you have to be very, very careful that it's glass and it's not plastic, because it's plastic, it can actually make a fire. Can actually go fire. There have been a lot of scandals with some of these companies. They outsource from China, and they've been either knowingly or not knowingly, they've been cheated, and they sell these cheaper versions when you buy in the store, the Jacob store, these pre-made candles. Make sure that it's glass. If it's not glass, don't buy it. It's a sakana. And sometimes, even if it says it's glass, it may have come from China, and they may have cheated them, and it's not really glass. And you hear a story online, there was a fire, and they show pictures of these little containers, these little receptacles, and it's that. It's very, very dangerous. It used to be, when we were all children, they didn't have this. When you lit your Hanukkah menorah, you filled up the actual menorah itself with oil. Everyone here remembers those days before they had these glass little cups. You actually filled up the menorah with oil. And it got messy. And it got black inside. And it got dirty inside. Did it damage? Yeah, it'll damage a little bit. Okay, it'll damage a little bit.
I do that now all the time.
Oh, very good.
You put a little water at the bottom.
This, you should know, is exactly what you said, is a real hider. It's not a joke. Because exactly as you said, is Haneris Halolu Kodeshem. There are three parts to a halachic ner in the most ideal form. And that is the receptacle, there is shemen, there is fuel, and there is a psila. And those that want to be mahader in the mitzvah are mahader in all three. There are people that will spend an enormous amount of money to purchase. Now I hear it's available. Someone was telling me yesterday, shemen zayis zoch. Okay, all of the oils that you buy in the store, this is shemen zayis. It's called olive oil, but it's not pure, and certainly it is not called zoch. Okay.
It's
misleading advertising. It's not really. There's a whole skin of what exactly that means. And when they put on the label in ShopRite, you buy a container of extra virgin olive oil. What that really means. People have done a lot of research. Okay, Rabbi Sai, please. According in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, the miracle happened with what was called Shemen Zayis Zoch Kosis Lamor. The neros of the Beis HaMikdash, you are not allowed to apply too much pressure to the olives. The olives are crushed, I think, with your hands. You're not allowed to crush it with wood. With the Mishnah, you're not allowed to crush it with anything that would be too harsh, that would cause oil to come out of the skin or the seed of the olive. And it has to be just what the oil that is collected loosely inside the olive itself. There is no oil today that is available in the public, manufactured, and is produced commercially that comes anywhere near the requirements of what would be needed for the Beis HaMikdash as Shemen Zayis Zoch.
Not
exactly.
They define extra as being the first pressing of the olive.
But it's still called the pressing. But it's still pressed. It's still a press. It's still put into a press, and the press that they use.
It's cold
pressing. There are a lot of different types, but still in all, what they're doing is a far cry. There's no commercial. Rabbi Sai, please. There is no commercial olive oil on the market that would be anywhere kosher in any form for the Beis HaMikdash, for lighting the neros of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's forget about being tar and tame. Forget about that. Let's just talk about the quality of the oil. The oil has to be basically crushed with your hands. And the first oil that comes out, that's kosher for the lighting of the menorah. If you use a utensil, any type of utensil to crush the aleph, the pressure that the utensil will apply to the aleph, even very lightly, is still brutal for the aleph, and it will cause a mashahu of the oil that is absorbed inside of its skin or seed or other part of the aleph to also come forth and get mixed into the oil, and that is not kosher for lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though in the world they'll tell you extra virgin olive oil, v'chulu, these are marketing terms to convince you that it's pure, but halachically, any olives, why have they ever told? In the Beis HaMikdash, they imported a lot of things from outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Beferish, the flax, the clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore when he went to the Kodesh HaKadosh Megam HaKippurim came from Egypt. Egypt. And from another country, there are a lot of things that they used. All the stones, the whole Mikdash was from Lebanon, was from Tsar. All of the wood, the whole Mikdash was built with materials that were from outside the land. And the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, no, there is no Inyan anywhere that has to be Bedavka from Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say anywhere that Shemen Zayis is a Shemen. What do they do in the Midbar? In the Midbar, when they built the Mishkan in the Midbar, what they had oil from Eretz Yisrael? Obviously not. The whole Mishkan was in the Midbar. There is never heard of such a thing. You have to have Bedavka from Eretz Yisrael.
They didn't have the olive oil in the Midbar
either. What?
Didn't have the olive oil.
Exactly. So therefore, there's no Indian to have bedavka. You can have from Spanish olive. American olives. It does not make a difference. Now, so the oil that's available in the market is not kosher. Okay. So now, let's. Why do we use shemen? Why is there a minog by us today to use shemen zayis for hadlokas neiros? So there are many reasons. The most basic reason is because shemen zayis is tzolul. The Gemara says it just lights well. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, kol hashemanim kulon yafin lener. All oils are yafin lener. The shemen zayis min hamufcho is the best. Why? Amar Abaya, meresh originally have a mahader mar a mishcho de shum shemen." Now, who's referring to Mar? Maybe himself. Mar would seek out sesame oil. Sesame oil, that's what I...
Shemen is poppy seed.
What?
I thought shemen is poppy seed.
Could be right. I made a mistake. Sure poppy seeds?
Sesame. Shemen is sesame.
Okay.
We just heard in the documentary that in Bourville they didn't have olive oil, they had sesame oil.
Okay, whatever it is, a mishcha...
So,
What's included in the neder? Excellent. A mishcha de shumshmin. Originally, I would seek out mishcha de shumshmin. Kevon, the shama lay lahod of Shuman Levi that says you should use shemen zayis. Mahader, a mishcha de zisa of olives. Why? Here is Omar. He said, Hai tsolil nehoire tefei. It produces, now this has to be defined what these words mean. If everyone finds that it's ideal to use shemen shumshemin, it must be shemen shumshemin has a quality that shemen zayis does not. There are a lot of elements in fire, in a ner. There is a question, does it flow through the wick well? How does what kind of color light does it produce? Today, you go online, you want to go buy light bulbs. It used to be such a simple world. You go into the pharmacy, you buy light bulbs. There's only one bulb. Now you go on Amazon, you have literally five colors. Five different colors of white. You're all mixed up. Five colors of white. Well, this is nothing new. Every type of oil, you look at the gas range, it's blue. They do that on purpose. I think they put in a certain chemical that it should be blue so you can see there's a fire.
Blue is a good flame.
Right, but I think they put in a chemical into the gas.
Something into smell.
In order that you should, okay, whatever. But every type of fuel produces a different color. The fact that this Amoira would, Rabbi Sai, please, the fact that this Amor would seek originally Shemen Shumshemin, it must be there's a quality about Shemen Shumshemin that's better better than shemen zayis. What is it? Maybe it's cheaper. Maybe it's less. Please. Let me say. Please. Maybe it's less. It flows through the wick better. He wouldn't waste his time if it wasn't an advantage. It was less messy. It flows through the wick better. It's it doesn't make such a mess. Maybe it doesn't produce maybe let's say any smell. Some of these oils they produce, it's the whole house smells from Hanukkah candles. It doesn't produce any smell. Obviously, there was a reason why he wanted shemen shumshemen. And then
some oil in
Bobo
was
shemen. But why? Because that was practical. It's all they had. It's all they had.
It was more available.
Okay, fine. But now that he hears there's something called Shemen Zayis, he gives a reason. He says something that's very, very important. The Gemara does not say the reason why you use Shemen Zayis is a Zecher Lenes. It doesn't say that anywhere. That is a new thing which has been introduced by the later Rishonim, the Kolboy. The Kolboy says the Beferish is a big pilbi, has all the Rishonim who say this. The Kolboy, this is a newer concept. The Iker Takana, it doesn't say anywhere when lighting the Ner Chanukah, you light a Ner. It doesn't say the type of fuel. And in fact, I'm going to be sure the Levi, call Hashbarim, cool me off of Lener. And when he says here Lener, you'll go, you'll say, we've talked Ner Chanukah, is it Ner Shabbos? That's part of the discussion. All the Rishonim seem to say there's no difference. Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos. And then he comes along with this Chiddush. The Gemara says, Omar Hai Tzolil Nehoire Tve. Now you can go to a laboratory and try to analyze and figure out what this means. It doesn't say here that it flows through the wick. It doesn't say that it's cheap. It doesn't say that it doesn't make an odor. It doesn't say, all it says is one thing. The Maila of Shemen Zayis is Tzolil Nehoire. Nehoire means it's light. Tzolil means there's a certain clarity. Tve more so than others. Okay, this is subject to a lot of discussion. What exactly does this mean?
You have that with our present-day olive oils, from the cheap ones to the more expensive.
Exactly.
And I've seen it where I get worse black smoke coming out of the cheaper ones,
100%.
100%. It's a cheaper brand.
Okay, now let's go further in some of the Rishonim. Ulamai son, let's see them, they were makbid on Shemen Zayis. And many of them did not. The Kolboy, he says, Omnam, I'm reading a quote, the Kolboy was a Rishon. From the later Rishonim, Omnam, HaMitzvah HaMuvcheres B'Shemen Zayis, Lefi, he's the one that says it explicitly, Sheboy Hoya HaNes, Zecher L'Nes. That's a game changer. That's a total game changer. Because if you want to talk about what's Solil Tvei, today paraffin is pretty good. It's pretty tzolil. So you want to say that it's not an ideal thing to go use a candle. If you're going to glue the candle to the table, you no longer have a nair. So you know what? So put the candle in a receptacle. Big deal. So a tea light. You buy a tea light. It comes in an aluminum, a very thin aluminum receptacle. And in the receptacle, there's paraffin and there's a wick. So you have the receptacle is the tin, whatever material that is. This is a tin. And then you have the wax, the fuel, and you have the psila. And it's tzolil tvei. You have the receptacle, the shemen, which is, and you have, it's tzolil tvei. Ein achinami. But you're not getting a zecher l'nes. Okay, so you want to upgrade zecher l'nes. How far do you have to go? Do you have to go zecher l'nes that it should be shemen zayis zoch? Zoch. And not until recently could you get Shemen Zayis Zoch. If you want Shemen Zayis Zoch, supposedly you can get it today. They make people are making a parnasa out of this. Good for them. Amucha Yisrael Tshichim Parnasa. If people are willing to spend a crazy amount of money to do crazy things, so why not give some poor people some parnasa? They can make for you Shemen Zayis Zoch, and you can do Zecher L'Nes. This was the oil. That's the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Along come some people, Talmidei Chachamim, they've posed the following question. Many of us used gel Shemen Zayis. And we believe it's wonderful. Here we have an invention. We have gel. And the gel is Shemen Zayis. Somehow we're able to get it to congeal so it shouldn't spill and get all over the place and get messy. And we're Mekayim Zecher L'Nes. they have made the following argument. It's not doimeh to the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the assumption is that Shemen Zayis is a liquid, is a pure liquid. And if you're going to take now Shemen Zayis and you're going to cause it to congeal, you might as well use a candle. Because if the only reason why you're using Shemen Zayis is to be doimeh l'mikdash, the miracle happened with Shemen Zayis, so you have to have a type of Shemen that was similar to the Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, obviously, you're not going to go to the extreme of having it Zoch, and you're not going to have it that's not going to be Tohar, but it should be similar, basically similar to... Paraffin is kosher. There's no question it's kosher. You can use paraffin. And we said here, the Iker reason why you're using Shemen Zayis is because it's clear. If you work with that principle, so you can use, any, it says the Farish and the Gemara, everything is kosher. For Chanukah and Shabbos, everything, every type of fuel is kosher. Basically, everything is kosher. So work with that. However, there is an Inyan to use Shemen Zayis. Why? Because Shemen Zayis is Tzolil Nohoirei Tefei. That's what it says in the Talmud.
What's the exact definition of Tzolil?
Clear. Clear, its light is more clear. Do you know what that means? I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. It's more clear. Wait, more clear. If you want, if to the naked eye, a paraffin candle is just as clear as Shemen Zayis. And a candle from chela, forbidden fats, or chela from beeswax, or a whole host of, a whole list of oils, and the Mishneh Berurah himself, the Chofetz Chaim himself, lit of candles made from chelef. In Russia, it was very rare, it was very expensive, very hard to get Shemen Zayis. The Chofetz Chaim himself used candles, solid candles made from wax, from chelef. Not from wax, from paraffin, not from beeswax, from chelef. And fine, but we wanted to go with something that's solil tvei. There are many fuels that are solil, that are likewise solil tvei. The Kolboy, who is almost 1,000 years, not really, but 800-700 years after the Chasimus HaTalmud, is one of the first people to write, he's not the first, but in his time, to put in words, oh, a new din, a naya chiddush, a new thing that no one ever heard about before. You should use Shemen Zayis, Zecher Lenes. Interesting. Shemen Zayis, Zecher Lenes. Now, there are many different types of Shemen Zayis. There's pure Shemen Zayis. There's Shemen Zayis that has a lot of sediment, which is not pure. Like we talked, you mentioned before, is the virgin olive oil, the first pressing, but even that's not kosher for the Neros. And then there are other types. But wait a minute. Now people have come along and they've invented a new type of Shemen Zayis that is congealed. So you're telling me that the way it's congealed is by adding 10% paraffin, which right away tells you that this is not pure Shemen Zayis. So according to that, you're already another step down. You're another step down in not following and not being mahader to imitate what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. But let's make believe, for argument's sake, and I'm sure this probably Sona came up with this already, where they take pure olive oil and they treat it in such a way where they dehydrate it and they take out the water, whatever that means, the liquid, the moisture, and they're able to produce a pure Shemen Zayis that is congealed. So there's no mess. So it's pure olive oil, but it's congealed. Oh, but l'choir in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not doime l'mikdash. Do we make that argument?
It's not clear.
What?
The congealed is not clear.
Oh, so that's the, but it's Shemen Zayis. Let's say you'll have Shemen Zayis that's pure olive oil that's congealed. Are you mikayim zecher l'neis in its purest form? Pun intended. It's on the one hand, it's Shemen Zayis. No, you can't deny that. Mitzad Sheni, are you really gaining anything? Because this is, it's fundamentally different. This is not called Shemen Zayis. This is like a candle, so to speak. So let me ask you a question like this. Let's basic question. It says the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen, they came. How did the miracle happen? That the Yevonim, the Misyavnim, they defiled the Beis HaMikdash. Vitimu kol hashmonim. V'timu, they contaminated all of the oils of the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They contaminated the oil? Do you know that min ha-Torah, according to the letter of the law, there's no such thing as mashke becoming tummy? Mashke, a liquid, min ha-Torah does not become tummy. Shocking thing to say. People hear, what are you talking about? Water does not become tummy? Water water itself does not become tummy. A liquid, the seven liquids, do not become tummy. Do not become tummy, period. This that we're brainwashed, that liquids are tummy, and now they become tummy, even if a shlishi, a sheni, touches a liquid, it becomes a rishon, that's midirabanan. And because min ha-Torah, liquids do not become tummy, they took advantage of that in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not institute any chumrah, and the mashke, Beis Mitbechaya, all of the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash never became tummy. Because you don't want to be marbe tuma in a mokoim that has to be 100% of the time tahar. So the chumrah, midrabanan, that liquids can become tamei, is only din derabanan. And in the Beis HaMikdash, there was no such thing. So what do Chazal mean when they say that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yevanim entered vitimu kol hashmonim? What? That's kineged a beferish gemara mashke beis mitbechaya, which for our purposes means, very simply, the liquids of the Beis HaMikdash loy mitamu. If the Gemara says that a liquid in the Beis HaMikdash cannot become tameh, how in the world were they metameh the timu kol hashmonim? Why did they need a miracle of 8 days to go manufacture fresh olive oil that's tar when they have olive oil that's tar right in front of them? It's on the shelf. The liquids don't become tameh. What do they need to go to manufacture olive oil? They have olive oil. What's going on? So what? The vessel can be tummy, but the oil is tar. The oil is not susceptible to tumma, period. There is no liquid in the Beis HaMikdash that could ever become tummy. Why was there a need for a miracle? We have oil, plenty of oil on the shelf. It's not tummy. A liquid cannot become tummy in the Beis HaMikdash. What is going on here? It's a tough question. So there are many answers to this question. And one very basic answer to this question is, you don't know what olive oil is. You think olive oil is a liquid. That's not what shemen is. The shemen in the time of Chazal was congealed. At a din of an oichel. The shemen in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was a solid. It was like butter. It was congealed. It had a thickness to it. It was not, couldn't pour it. What? Who says it has to be clear? Where did you get it has to be clear? Clear is when you light it. When you light it, it melts. When you light it, it melts. And as it melts, then the light is a clear light. But the object itself, at room temperature, was thick. It was like a pudding. It was like butter. And therefore it had a din of a solid. And a solid is susceptible to tumah d'oraisa. Let me read you. It was a solid. Shemen zayis. Dugmas azicho im hashmonim shebezmenu kashem l'mincha. Hechochas baal teshuva me ahava shehashemen shebemikdash korush hoya. It's a famous sefer. I'm not familiar with the mechaber. The teshuva me ahava. The yisoyda davar mechodam yimisach the pesachim she tumas mashkin eina elam midrabon v'lo gozru chazal tumah elam mashkin shebemikdash. V'tumah achadum v'fizeh eicham rinon she timu hayivonim eskol hashemonim shebehechol haloi eina mashkin shebemikdash mekabel tumah. Because I beshut teshuv me'ava, shamati bialdusi, mipi harav Hamor Hagodol Hamifursam Maharal, the Maharal Kisvitz. I don't know this. Zechet Sadik Levrach Lechayel Mabo, Roish Av Bezdin Poki Losenu, Lahakshas Lamandiamar Mashke Bezdin Mash Dochain is Tar. And he goes on to say, Hashivesi Loy Oz, Evsha Shetomu Boit Shahoya Korush. Korush, the Hainu Shekiblu Hashmonim Tumashu Kurushim. Over here in the footnote, he's not the only one that says this. The Maharsham. The Maharsham, Shiksha Bidas Torah, Lomo, he goes on the same exact thing. Then he goes on the whole Sugya. Venera, it's a quotation. Lefima Shakosa Bishu Teshuv Me'ava, Shahoya Oz Hashem Nikrash. Vahavile Din Oichel. It's a food. It was a salad. Mimela, maybe the gel oil is even better. It's even better. Oh, but it's 10% paraffin. You can't have everything. You can't have everything. Who says the trade-off? The trade-off of adding 10% paraffin is worse than having liquid. And especially maybe you'll find in the store, I don't know, maybe you'll find in the store where it's 100%. Anyway, the Shemin Zayis that we have today in the store, it's not pure. And anyway, it's not Zoch. A dogma. It's a dogma. It's a Zeichel Anes. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's a dogma, you know. Anyway, no one said this concept of Zeichel Anes until modern time, until the Rishonim. The Gemara and the Goinim, the Gemara, the Tanoim, the Amoroim, the Rabbanan Savaroi, the Go'inim, there's not a word. There's not a word from the Go'inim that the Shemin Zay is Zeichel Anes. Whoever said this?
Maybe the Shemin that they used all the time was liquid, because it's one of the Shiva Mashke. I mean, it's a Mashke. And only because it was...
In the Mikdash.
No, and only because it was left over for a year or whatever, it congealed. But fresh oil is not congealing right away, unless it's cooled down, put on the ground, put into a storage container.
You're right. L'chor, it's one of the seven mashkins. We do call, you in the Mishnah, there are seven liquids that are metame, and it's called a mashke. It's called a mashke. All right, so now, I'll tell you, so there's a little bit more to it, and that is, this really goes a little into Medrash, and he says something very, very interesting over here, and that is, when it says in the Medrash, that, what was the miracle? They came into the Beis HaMidrash, they couldn't find any oil, everything was tame, they only found pach achas, of Shemen, Shayamunach b'chosomay shel kohen gadol. According, and it says in the Medrash, it was only enough there for one day, or according to one, not even enough for one day. Different, the Giras is, I don't remember the Giras, for one, not more than one day. The Medrash says that the oil that they found, there are different Midrashim, there are a lot of different opinions, but one of the Midrashim says that the oil they found was the Shemen HaMishcha. It was munach b'choisama, because why was it munach b'choisama shel kohen gadol? Stam oil didn't have the munach b'choisama shel kohen gadol. It's a medrash. What?
Did it have to be designated as an oil?
Special type of oil with special ingredients.
It wasn't the same oil then.
Right, exactly. It goes to show.
Maybe
but
this all proves the same point. They had certain oils that stayed in the liquid form. And that liquid form had the...
Okay, hear me. Yeah, you're right. Wait a second. Let me... They found, according to the Medrash, this little of a drush. It says, Beferish in the Gemara, how they made the Shemen HaMishcha. When they made the Shemen HaMishcha, you start off with 12 lugin of Shemen. 12 lugin. It says there wasn't enough oil to light even one day. For one day, you need a chatzi loig. The amount you need for one day is a chatzi leg. So if you have there 12 lugin, I don't remember exactly. No, each ner was a chatzi leg. It comes out you had enough oil for about 3 days. Like the calculation. If you found the Shemen HaMishcha, and the Shemen HaMishcha was made starting with 12 lugin of oil, you should have had enough for 3 days. What's going on? The answer is, the Shemen HaMishcha, this is what he suggests, maybe the truth, I don't know who says this, is that...
How do you get around saying Shemen? It says, yeah, Zeh, the Gemara says, they're going to be 12 and they're going to last forever.
Zeh.
Lugin lasted forever for all the,
all generations. So that's right. It wasn't used up. It wasn't ever used up.
So how could you say that it was burned?
Because it congeals. The answer, it congeals. When you go, when the natural rate of, he writes here, the calculation, he actually brings another gemara of how much it congeals. When you start with liquid.
The Shemen of Mishkol is not used to burn on the menorah every day.
Not every day. That was 100%. Correct. But the Medrash says for the Chanukah miracle, we're talking about the Chanukah miracle. The Zecher Lenes. The Chanukah miracle, they came to the Migdash, there was no Shemen, they only found one pach of Shemen, Shayamunach Bechoy Soma Shal Koin Gadol. Medrash. Why was a Munach Bechoy Soma Shal Koin Gadol? What Shemen did they find? So the Medrash. So the Medrash says, this is a Medrash. The Medrash says that the Shemen they found was the Shemen HaMishcha. And they use, Rabbi Yisai, the Shemen, they use the Shemen HaMishcha to light the 8 days of Chanukah. Question is, the Shemen HaMishcha is plenty of oil. There are 12, the Seferish Mishnah, how they made the Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha had 12 lugin. What was the emergency? So the Mishnah says nothing was ever, Rabbi Mayevsky quoted that, nothing was ever used up. The Shemen HaMishcha was miraculous. Nothing, it was never depleted one mashahu. So if you're telling me this story, that they found the Shemen HaMishcha, Munach b'chasam shal kohen gadol, and it says the Feirish HaMishcha, there were 12 lugin, something here doesn't make sense. And the answer is, when they made the Shemen HaMishcha, they started out with 12 lugin of liquid. And then in the process, it congeals. When it congeals, you take out the moisture and it shrinks from 12 lugin to a lot less. Another proof that the shemen, something that is a liquid starts out obviously with a lot. When it congeals, it turns into a lot less. That the liquid of the shemen that was used for the nais was congealed oil. So who's to say that using shemen zayis that is congealed, like the glass cups that we use, is not adrab, even better, more of a zecher for the nais the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. And the bottom line is that of the Shevet HaLevi, Shmuel Wozner, he was in the Poiske Hadar, he passed in its Mutal Chatchila. He passkins that the gel is mutter lechatchila. There's no issue whatsoever. It's shemen zayi. It's a zeich l'neis. There's nothing to discuss. It's mutter lechatchila. I came across something that was very, very fascinating. Another reason why you use shemen zayi. It's very, very beautiful. Include this. Another reason why shemen zayi, not just because it's solil tfei, not just because it's zeich l'neis, but there's another medrash. And the Medrash says that it's zecher for the teva, for yoina, the yoina that came out of the teva. What happened? Noach, the world was destroyed. A churban in the whole world. And now it came time to rebuild the world. And Noach sent out the yoina. And the yoina came back with, what did he come back with? Ale zayis toraf befi. And he said to Noach, better my parnasa be bitter, and be gias kapecha toich alechem, then it should be sweet and delicious, coming as a freebie from you. And that was a simin that the mabul is over, the churban is over. As a zecher for the yoina. Yoina coming back and bringing Zayis, says in the Medrash, we use for all Dvar Mitzvah Shemen Zayis. Let me read the exact words. It's such a beautiful Medrash. It opens up a whole new world in appreciating the Mila of Shemen Zayis. Just give me one here. The Shemen Ma'or. Here it is. Got it. Let me redo this. Mila Nosefes L'Shemen Zayis Al Pidivrei HaMedrash Tanchuma. Your eyes are like dove, like yoinim are pigeons. Amar doves. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dugma shelucha doima liyoina. Your dugma, your example, is like a yoina. Me shemivakeish likachitim. Okay, this is where it goes. Let me just go further over here. Let me go to the part that we need. Kishahoyen noyach bateva maksif vayishalach. Everybody else right? Vayishalach. Not vayishlach. Vayishalach. Make that Valkyrie makes that mistake sometimes. Vayishalach es hayoina. Vatovoy elov hayoina le is edef. Omar lohen akadosh baruch hu ma hayoina hevi oiroli oilam. The yoina brought back light to the world. The ale zayis. An olive oil produces light. The world was dark. The world was destroyed. There was a churban in the veldt. And when the yoina came back, it represented anaya vayehiar, a renewal of the world. Noach, after the teva, it was a new world, a version, a second edition of this world. And how did this world begin? Vayoyimer Elokim yehiar. Vayehiar. Right, Bereishis Borlokemeis Hashemayim Veitzvors Hoisa Soyu Vavoyu V'Choyshech Al Penei Sohaim. How did the world that was the world before, right? Vayom Elokim, oh Elokim, Vayihi Or, Mabel, all over again. They're sitting in the teva, And what is the veld? The Zel Bazach. Bereishis, but in the teva, the ruach elokim and achem is bereishis. Shem is haaretz ha'isa soyhu v'avoyu v'choyshech al pnei sohaim. They're sitting in the teva during the mabul. The world is choyshech toyhu v'avoyu. And what happens? Hashem sends. We're now going to start all over again. Who's going to be my shaliach? It's not going to be nisim gluyim. Who is my shliach for a naya velt to renew? Vayoymer lekim yihar, vayishalach es hayoina. Vayoymer lekim yihar. Hashem says the yoina. Good morning. How are you? Okay. Thanks. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. You have precious cargo here. Be careful with him, Rabbi Wolf. He's our treasure. Vayoymer lekim yihar. Yehi'or is the yoina, is the representative of the Ribbono Shel Olam of Vayehi'or. We're going to try one more time, Mark. One more time. And what kind of light? What kind of light? When it says it, like Yehi'or in the beginning, we don't know what that was, spiritual light. Now we're going to use LEDs. This Yehi'or is going to be Shemen Zayis. When you light the menorah, you're relighting the world. The world is choyshech. Chanukah, Yavan. Yavan made in the veldt a churban she'en kamohu. It's a mabul in the veldt. Yavan, choyshech. And now, you know who's coming, Chanukah? The yoina arrives. We're restarting again with the yoina yehi'or. And memela, we imitate the yoina by using the zish'alei zayis as the shemen zayis. So you have many different types of oil. Iker is, you have a kli, you have a shemen, you have a ner, and we mahadir in everything. It's unfortunate today that due to practical reasons, no one's mahadir in the ner. The ner is disposable. It's a chaval. It used to be they would pour the oil into the silver menorah. The ner, the receptacle, was expensive. It was a hidur. The shemen, you buy shemen, zeichelenes, the psila. There's a hidur in every one of the elements. In the ner, the shemen, the psila, we use shemen zayis, the kolboy, zeich lenes, is it kodosh, not kodosh, and then you have a new concept, a medrash of, it's in the choyshech, the yoini came with the ali zayis, so we also have the ali zayis to relight our choyshech. Okay, rabbis, have a wonderful day. Thank you for coming and listening.